Our first feature lifts the lid on the career of a retiring judge who says Norwich is the best resident job. Your reader is Sam Elmhurst.
As Norwich's honorary recorder for the past 8 years, Judge Stephen Holt has presided over some of the most horrific cases to have come before Norfolk courts. Since succeeding Peter Jacobs in the role in 2013, Judge Holt has seen it all. Murderers, rapists, drug dealers, burglars, robbers, and even the effects of a global pandemic. But the 68-year-old, who became a judge in 2009, is hoping to be able to now spend more time in the county which he has fallen in love with. It comes as Judge Holt officially retired on Friday, April the 16th, 8 years since he took over as Norwich's top judge. Judge Holt praised the fantastic team at Norwich and said it had been a privilege to be here. He said, "It's a fantastic team here. The clerks and the ushers, they look after us so well. It's been a pleasure coming in and working in a court like Norwich. It's the best resident judge job in the country." The coronavirus has had a huge impact on the criminal justice system across the whole country over the past year. But Judge Holt has been proud of how Norwich has been leading the way in getting things moving again. He said, "I'm very proud that the solution came from Norfolk and was known throughout the country as the Norwich solution. We used Skype for business and two laptops set up by our digital support officer to enable defendants to be able to take part in hearings. This system kept custody cases moving across England and Wales for 3 months until the Ministry of Justice, the MOJ, introduced their own cloud video platform, the CVP. Judge Holt, who grew up in Northumberland, worked as a barrister before he became a recorder or part-time judge in 2003. He became a full-time judge in 2009 at Harrow Crown Court before later arriving in Norwich. And during his time at Norwich, Judge Holt has dealt with some truly shocking cases, including the brutal murder of Kerry McCauley by her abusive former partner, Joe Story, in January 2017. Judge Holt said, "I think that was one of the most harrowing cases. What that man did to her was just awful. He's one of the most dangerous defendants who has come before the courts. Other cases which stand out include the fatal stabbing of David Hastings by Roland Heinsbergs in June 2018, which he described as being just chilling." He said, "I remember the bravery, the two unarmed police officers who approached him, knowing that he had just stabbed a man to death. They arrested him and stopped further violence on the street that night." Judge Holt also recalled the case of Jake Killick, who went on a rape and sexual assault rampage through the streets of Norwich in March 2017, in a case he described as a horror story. But while cases like these demonstrate the very worst in human nature, they also show some of the best sides too, like the bravery shown by Kerry McCauley's mother and brother, who discovered her, and also of Killick's victims, who came to court and testified against him. Looking to the future, Judge Holt, who lives with his partner Jonathan at Upton, wants to spend more time exploring the county and the Broads, where they have a boat. He said, "My partner and I had a house in Norfolk since 2001 and always intended to live here, as we had fallen in love with Norfolk. We have been warmly welcomed by Norfolk folk from the start, and this is our home of 20 years. He added, I also want to spend time putting back into the county that has so warmly welcomed me.